Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, August 17th, and the rest of the week. Well, folks, today belongs to Venus. Enjoy it while you can, because it could be dicey for Venus the rest of the week. But let's enjoy the planet today, because Venus is the planet of love, romance, friendship, and art. It takes center stage today in Leo, the fixed fire sign of the lion. Venus in Leo is the diva, the solo artist, the great lover who makes an incredible impression until something else catches his or her fancy. Venus is quite dramatic in Leo, and maybe too dramatic. Nothing subtle, nothing understated. It's the star for sure. Now, the downside is that Leo is not a relational sign. It's the sign of the lion, and the lion is the king of the jungle, or the jingle, or whatever, but definitely the king of something, and it's my way or the highway. But in the days to come, this week, there is trouble ahead for Venus. Oh, Venus is getting hit with a square aspect from Mars and Jupiter in Taurus. That has a major impact on how the Venus energy plays out. So listen up. Jupiter is the guru of the zodiac. It amplifies the energy of Venus. Mars is the warrior of the zodiac. It energizes the energy of Venus. Now, that could bring a sense of higher purpose to all things Venus. Well, if you have a saintly mind. But it can also add to overindulgence. And too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. So it can go a couple of different ways. You can achieve a sense of higher love, perhaps even devotion, to something bigger than you, or a person, place, or thing. Or like a balloon that keeps expanding, well, you know how that ends. And there's more. Saturn, the stern planet of restraint in the cold, fixed air sign of Aquarius, opposes Venus from across the zodiac. That can add focus and determination to Venus, or it can be a buzzkill. If your Venus in Leo wants to create, Saturn will give you real stamina, endurance, be able to work all night. But if your Venus wants to have fun, head to a concert in a big city, and come home at 3 a.m. after a rousing night out, Saturn may kick your butt with a crew call on site to mount a roof at 8 a.m. in sheer agony. Well, that's one reason why Saturn likes old age and not youth. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Mercury and Saturn continue in retrograde motion. Retrogrades are about going back and reviewing the choices you've made. It could be good, or it could be not so good. But retrogrades can bring things to the stage of, boy, that was irredeemably stupid, or, wow, that was the best decision I ever made, even though I didn't know it at the time. So if life is for learning, the retrogrades of Mercury and Saturn will give you a chance to go over stuff and shed light on what you should have or could have done. It's a time when people make amends, too. There is no statute of limitation on stupidity or on an apology. Now, the moon is facing a dour week, so that's just the way the cookie crumbles. The moon transits the Saturn-ruled signs of Capricorn and Aquarius this week. These are places where the moon is anything but emo. Don't expect emotions to flow. If you expect someone to say, I love you, wait till next weekend when the moon is in dreamy Pisces. This week's transit of the moon is a get-it-done week. It's serious and sober-minded. Now, along the way, the moon crosses Pluto in Capricorn, which can be a stomach ache for a day. Then it tangles with Saturn in Aquarius, which is downright depressing. Yeah, so you get a stomach ache and a headache this week. That excludes kids 6 and under. They always enjoy August in vacation land. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on 89.9 FM Blue Hill, good old WERU, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.